So you've installed antivirus software on your computer, and you've brought a spam filter for unwanted email. Just when you thought it was safe to go out on the internet again, another cyber pest is baring its teeth. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on spyware, or adware, that's taking over the machines of unsuspecting users.
For some listeners, the experience that Mike Steffen is about to go through will bring up painful memories of their own spyware misadventures, so brace yourself. Steffen is an analyst with the Center for Democracy and Technology, and he's about to deliberately infect his machine with some very mean spyware. All he has to do is visit a web page that displays a certain advertisement. A few minutes later, the spyware kicks in.
And it makes your entire screen red, and it pops up a dialogue that says, hold down the enter key for 10 seconds to see a cool trick.
The cool trick is the installation of even more software that will send another barrage of pop-up ads. Steffen knows better. He says no about a dozen times, but he's still not protected. A few minutes later, the computer is hit by the grand finale in this fireworks display of online ads.
It opens up three pop-ups, and physically opens the CD-ROM drive on your computer, pops it open.
Spyware, which watches you surf and can steal personal information, has been evolving. Instead of just sending you unsolicited ads, it can grow like an alien invader inside your machine. The beast only pops out when it's fully formed, finally sending a message that indicates what's really going on.
If your notepad launched and is displaying this message, then spyware programmers can control applications on your computer, and it is urgent that you download SpyWiper immediately. SpyWiper is the application produced by one of the companies mentioned in our complaint, MailWiper Incorporated, that this advertising appears for.
The complaint is with the Federal Trade Commission. It charges this company has deceived consumers by using persistent ads to sell software that protects consumers from persistent ads. MailWiper didn't respond to phone calls and emails from NPR. The company has told the Center for Democracy and Technology, it's not us, it must have been some advertiser we're working with. The FTC's Howard Beals can't comment on the complaint, but he says some of these tactics could be illegal.
If you got people to download the software to do that in a way that misled them about what it was actually going to do, that could be a problem that's within our jurisdiction. Or if you got them to do it in a way that was excessive and denied them the use of their machine, then that could be a problem.
The FTC has gone after a company that sent unwanted ads via instant messaging services, but enforcement will be challenging since these attacks come in all different flavors. Some just launch pop-up ads, others pretty much take over the machine. Either way, the result is a nightmare, not just for users, but for technical support lines as well.
We've had a tremendous increase in spyware-related calls.
Ricky Rodrigue is in charge of customer service at Dell. Computer companies are in a bind when it comes to spyware removal. Rodrigue says they cannot simply urge users to dump software.
Many of these spyware developers have threatened numerous lawsuits. So we will point the customer in the right direction of how to solve their problem. But we specifically won't remove those software programs from their box, particularly since we didn't load it on their box.
Meanwhile, the spyware attack on our guinea pig computer is launching a final salvo.
The last thing that happens, though, is that your homepage is reset. And it happens despite the fact that he said, you know, no to five separate requests to changing his homepage.
Flummoxed users may have to wait for Congress to come to the rescue. Legislation is pending that would give consumers more control over spyware. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.